The blowout at the BP oil rig was more than just a spill. It was a disaster.
It was a very dramatic fire. Big plumes of fire smoke. You can actually see it from satellite images.
That's a Coast Guard captain from a news report at the time. 11 people were killed in the explosion, and over 200 million gallons of oil leaked into the Gulf of Mexico. It was the biggest accidental oil spill in history. And now, 2 years later, what has been the impact on the Texas coastline?
Well, I think the impact to the Texas coastline, so far as I have read about it, is minimal. The oil went primarily the other way.
That's Dr. Paul Baumer, a professor at the University of Texas. He was on a national panel of engineers that looked at the causes of the spill.
It went to Louisiana. It went some as far away as the Florida Panhandle. But a lot of it appears to have been dispersed.
I would expect that many of the short-term impacts have disappeared because of the warm climate and because of the abundance of microbes that eat lighter component of crude oil.
Dr. Tad Patzik is also a professor at UT. He briefed Congress on what caused the spill and served on a government advisory committee on drilling safety.
But I would expect that some of the longer-term impacts on the sea life and on the microbial populations and what have you have not disappeared.
The professors say that since the spill, the industry as a whole has made great leaps forward in both preventing and preparing for disasters like the Deepwater Horizon.
I think the progress has been excellent. You know, there's lots of new, shiny, beautiful hardware deployed, you know, at the Gulf of Mexico. And the cost was, you know, several billions of dollars.
BP has also paid out $8 billion to individuals and businesses because of the spill.
It's very difficult to convert into cash value of human life, and 11 people died. It is very difficult to convert into cash value of your way of life, of your culture, right? And so from that point of view, justice will never be done.
But after disasters like the BP oil spill or the Exxon Valdez, the question arises, are incidents like these just a fact of life in an oil-dependent world?
Well, I'd prefer not to look at it that way, although I think history probably proves me wrong.
Again, Dr. Paul Baumer.
There have been disasters, but every time one of these happens, I hope we learn something from it.
But whatever lessons are learned, Dr. Baumer says as long as humans are involved, there's likely to be more. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.